Well, today was a fucking day. Jesus. Some cool stuff. Some crazy shit. Some of it good crazy, some of it potentially bad crazy, some of it on hold crazy. Need more information crazy, that sort of thing. Sometimes you just want a process to be easy and fast. You want to get things done. And sometimes things take time. That's the frustrating. Part about anything, I guess. It's a frustrating part about anything, right? Yeah, so you get everything lined up, and you want to do some stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like, ah, well, can we gotta do this and this? So the proper channel's this. I was like, ah, fuck. Oh, pardon me. This song only seems to play when the iPod has reset itself, so that means things are going great.
You know what I like more than women? Pornography, yeah. Because I can get pornography. See, what's really cool about pornography is that if you... Oh, no. If you think for a second in that little triple-ply steel vault that you keep in the center of your brain, where you keep locked away that really fucked up sexual fantasy, you know, that really dark, twisted, sticky, exotic thing that you almost judge yourself a little bit for having, like, oh, I don't know if I should be turned on by that, you know, but that... And it's the thing you would never reveal to even your most intimate partner. Like, when you get into one of those really serious relationships and you have those 3 a.m. Bushmill-soaked confession sessions where you just reveal everything and you're like, you know, I killed a guy once. Oh, well, you know. But you would never reveal this thing, all right? But it's the thing that you think about when you fuck who you fuck to get you to fuck them better. That thing? Are you locked on it right now? Are you fixed on it? All right. Right now... There's a magazine devoted just to that. That's all it is. And there's a staff of people putting it out that couldn't be more bored by the thing you think is so exotic and weird. Isn't that great? The thing that you think is so dangerous is somebody's pain in the ass job somewhere. That is amazing. My friends went over to Europe and they brought back a magazine, my hand to God, called Piss Drinkers Magazine. It's called Piss Drinkers Grow Up. Now... What was really creepy about it, though, was this was issue 8, volume 22 of Piss Drinkers. It's a 22-year-old magazine. That means that there's a staff of people behind a nice pebbled glass door where it's nicely stenciled Piss Drinkers, Inc., and they're behind it working on it, and there's a managing editor that gets up in the morning and he showers and shaves, puts on a nice suit, learn a lot in school today, son, has breakfast with the kids, goes downtown, and now Piss Drinkers! And stresses about it. He's over it. Oh, come on, straighten this headline. This looks like shit. Hey, Eric, did you lay this out? What are you being chased? Take some time, man. That's what the little blue guidelines are for, man. Just lay it out. Take some time. And also, if anyone wouldn't mind telling me, who took the picture here? The pic. Well, you can't see the stream, is for one thing. You can't. What? Oh, yeah, well, you can see her face. That's fine. But what's hitting it? I don't. There's the whole. She looks like she's asleep. She's like that. And you got. Dude, get some higher speed film. And I don't know, pay attention to your fucking job! Or I'll fire the whole goddamn staff! My grandfather had a dream that there'd be a magazine for people who like to pee on other people. And then they get beat on themselves. And you assholes are raping his corpse! Go work at Corpse Rapers, or that's how you're gonna be. Don't bring that shit in here! Get the fuck out of my office, I don't wanna look at you.
You can tell it's an old bit because it's about a magazine.
That goes on. That goes on every day at these magazines. There's some guy. This is the worst issue of Wiffle Ball Fuckers we have ever put out. Ever. You should be ashamed to have your names on it. You fucked it up. Good job. Great. Bob, that article you wrote was irresponsible. Yeah, when people open up Wiffle Ball Fuckers, they don't expect a freak show, all right?
Chicken tikka masala, four pito rices. Oh, fucking hell, we got a fucking naan bread as well. Keema naan, three onion bhajis, a fucking, and some Pepsi. It's a takeaway.
Back in the port, stacking up your bong, having a fucking laugh and still signing on. I went to pick up a curry and they saw my capri. I paid the main drawer and the keema now was free. The coma was wicked and it only cost a fiver, and they asked me to become the new delivery driver. The orders added up, two by fucking two. I could sell draw when I'm delivering vindaloos. When you drive me in town, late at night, fuck me class, you see some sights. Reckoning up in my capri, delivering a chicken bone and going into main D. Now you see me knocking out, making I'll give you free madras if you keep your mouth shut. I'll bring you the curry and sell you the blow. I'll put hash mix in your bumpy potatoes. Chicken tikka masala, chips and rice. 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 I delivered the mushroom biryani to this babysitter. She invited me in and I fucked her up the shit that I took a lamb madras and a quarter to bring glass. My bitch got 3 ounces stuffed in her ass. She sucked me off and spat in the mint sauce. You don't want
to. Man on the street that has a face that looks like he has fallen down in dirt recently doing karate kicks on the street. So it's a good night out here.
So she gave me a fucking thrill. I closed my eyes, I made a wish, I took my man milk up a fucking starfish. I had 10 pints and smoked some crack. Now I gotta deliver a prawn tan tag. I got to the house, I was sick on the doorstep.
That man is basically walking up the middle of the street with his hand on the back of his pants. So yeah, there's a lot of... It's a pretty action-packed night out here.
Some friends of mine just the other night went to hear this cool cat blow.
Oh, yeah.
More style than sun do. Check 1, 2. Yo, I'm hot like 95 Fahrenheit on a summer night, tight spot where bodies ride. Rats drink from water drops in the streets, niggas. Little kids scared cops with red dots. Philosophical gangster with violent priors. Going back like black and white TVs with pliers. Leaning on broke down cars with flat tires. Flash iron on anybody trying on the blocks I'm supplying on. Mighty cone, my peeps, top balloons up and swallow them. In the penile, got goons, lots of them. Cops see them and run, don't want no drama. Certain parts of the streets, the beast don't want a part of. Martyr, hood haunted like the Dakota, where John Lennon was shot up. But he sang for peace, he banged for freedom. Hang with wild Jamaicans from Kingston who drank Irish Moss. Listening to Peter Winston Macintosh. Lightning hits the top of the church steeple when I'm writing. Semi-automatic, no hyphen, it's frightening. Play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. I take summers off cause I love winter beef. Started 87 with the shoddy and the sheep. Three-quarter left beige, dressed to kill, bust a shell at the ground. Pellets hit the crowd, nobody like a snitch, everybody shut their mouth. Woolrich, Carhartt, gunpowder stains, smelling like trees, Sesamil on the brain. Scheming on your girls, bamboos on your chain, got ill up on the train. Twisting off a cap of the English in my vein, might have pushed you on the tracks. Deaf crack fiends who can't speak, scream noises, cause she bought a drum of soap from one of my boys. It's just another day in the hood, and I'm with some wild brothers up to no good. We saw the movies like Tony Montana and them, but our style was lift them pal, then we robbing them. Money dudes make them come up out their shoes, run they jewels, word is bones, while my man Nino gone. And I had to make a song speaking on my old life for the thieves who come out at night. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Who got more style than Sundu? Sundu.
Yeah, this is DJ King on the mix, y'all. Let's go, come on.
say hell yeah. Throw your diamonds in the air. If the rock is in the building, say hell yeah. Throw your diamonds in the air. If the rock is in the building, say hell yeah. Throw your diamonds in the air. If the rock.
Harris.
Yeah. Brassy girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. So party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Met man of the year. Met man in the brass. Brassy girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. So party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Met man of the year. Met man in the brass. Brassy girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air.
Excited Southerner orders a meal at his favorite diner. Hi, where can I get you?
Hi, how are you? How are you? If you could tell me if you... The chef salad, if you come a la carte, if you see the... I saw the breakfast menu, and it got the differentiation with the special today, and I'm watching my weight diabetic with the low sodium. If you could broil the...
Yeah, put your liners on.
9 Orange Julius. $175. What is there, crack in there?
Yeah.
Get your thumbs out of your ass.
Fuck you, Prozac.
With the heat pen, I linked in, set out to be the kingpin. Never was a caddy, can't be bothered with the linksman. You be drinking cheap if you wanna bring beef. Cause with Z64, we box out like Adam Keith. For Armand Sharif, like in the Lawrence of Arabia. Quiet like a thief, with the sneaky ass behavior. Send your letters to the editor, like Andy Pettit. You're on the mound, check the sound, and then hump on the editor.
that they are used by the Americans, the Israelis, the Iraqis, the Taliban, and we don't want to sanitize the war. And, some people would like to make the war as something easy for people to live with and to accept, and to look at it as more of a video game than technological warfare and making some stuff and boom, and it's what they call it, the shock and awe. But shock and awe, if you are a reporter in the field, you would like to know what are the consequences of all these kind of bombs, guided missiles, and all of that stuff on civilian, on population, in more than 5 million inhabitants.
What's going on?
What's up?
Pumpernickel Bracket.
Good.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Sitting around. What's going on, man? Shit.
Sitting here drinking Beam.
What?
Sitting here drinking Beam.
Is that factual?
It's factual.
So, what the fuck are you doing tonight, sir?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Drinking Beam.
Is that factual at this point?
Yes.
I was wondering if you have any quacking going down there.
Jackets
laying around?
No. But you can jack it if you want.
Pardon?
But you could if you want.
I don't dig you, man. But...
Good. Fuck then.
Pardon?
Fuck you.
Come on, man. But
fuck you.
I need a jacket, man, is what I'm after.
Well, you can jack it anytime you want.
I need some kind of some quib quack.
Around.
Who's calling, please?
This is his friend, Saul.
Find me?
Saul.
What was your name, please?
Saul Rosenberg.
Well, he's not here right now. May I take a message?
Yeah, I'm calling. He told me I could join the little nudist camp over there.
Pardon me?
The nudist camp. I want to join the nudist camp for the beaches.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why? What's the problem?
Who are you calling? Jim?
Yes, that's right.
Well, is he the one that told you that there's a nudist camp?
Yes, he told me I could join the nudist camp because in New York I was in a nudist camp up there and they always would abuse me and throw me down and rub sand on my assy nipples and they used to hurt me bad and tie me to the pier. And...
it's real dumb. Prank calls, real dumb.
If you are listening to the news,
we'll be right back.
I say. I say, come to me. Do I ever disappoint? Fucking no. Why? I deliver. Why? I'm your man. How do I know? How? No. No how. I got 100 things to do this morning. You're first in line. So can we move it along fast?
Right. I'm just looking for something small, light, cheap. 380, 32, something.
No, no, no. You want to be packing like a man, Eddie. You're a man, man. I've got this, 6-inch 357 Magnum.
Yeah.
Automatic's brown at 9mm. Now I know what you're thinking, that's got no stopping power. But that's got 13 shots in the clip, man. That won't just kill a man, that'll turn him inside out, pull him upside down, piss on him, read him his last
right. Right, fine, yeah, get the message. I'm just a bit fucking lost here.
These are totally untraceable. They don't exist.
What about guns?
What do you think this is? Guns are Us?
Credible than you would expect from a song written for a movie. But, yeah.
that's the way the game goes. Gotta keep it strictly given. Gotta have a hustle tight. Make a change, track is living.
Yeah.
So this is my last outfit. I'm no longer consuming. This is it. Now I'm just gonna borrow stuff.
You gonna use that money?
Where is it? Okay, you guys, you sit with her. He sits with you. I figured match people up. Oh. That's what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to go out and meet people, you know? Just, like, have a lot of small talk. That's what I've heard. I don't know. I'm always worried I lose control, though. You know, in a small talk situation. You know, I'd be, like, on an elevator and be like, boy, it sure got cold all of a sudden. Hold me. All my married friends, they always say, just stop looking. When you least expect it, that special someone will walk into your life. Just stop looking. So I stopped looking and getting interested in my own personal interests. I started working on this project in my garden where I'm digging this 9-foot-deep hole and put like a camouflage of leaves over it. And a cheeseburger on top. Gotcha. A lot of people, it looks like there's couples in the audience tonight. A lot of people got married. I've read so much about it. And it sounds great getting married. You get to go grocery shopping together. And rent videos on your dual video membership card. And then the kissing and the hugging underneath the cozy covers.
I'm saying I will never, ever let you let this down, down, down. Not for nothing, not for seeing it, I dream it. I can feel it slowly drifting away from me. No more chances if you blow this, you bogus. I will never, ever let you let this down.
Penitentiary chances, the devil dances and eventually answers to the call of autumn. All them falling for the love of balling. Get caught with 30 rocks, the cop look like Alec Baldwin. Inner century anthems based off inner city tantrums, based off the way we was branded. Face it, Jerome get more time than Brandon. And at the airport, they took all through my bag and tell me that it's random. But we stay winning. This week has been a bad massage. I need a happy ending and a new beginning and a new fitted and some job opportunities is lucrative. This the real world, homie, school finished. They just stole your dreams, you don't know who did it. I treat the cash the way the government treats says. I won't be satisfied till all my niggas get it. Get it?
Ain't no question if I want it, I need it. I can feel it slowly drifting away from me. I'm on the edge, so why you playing? I'm saying I will never, ever let you live this down.
Just a euphemism for a new religion. The soul music of the slaves that the youth is missing. But this is
the first commandment of making a sandwich. Bread is king. You see, because without bread, we who make sandwich are nothing. Because bread is to sandwich what song is to band. Bread is to sandwich what foot is to shoe. Bread is to sandwich what love is to life. Bread is king. Commandment number two. Mustard goes with everything. Mustard goes with everything. If you have two pieces of bread, mustard, and anything else, You have a delicious sandwich. Examples. Bread. Chicken cutlet. Mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Let's make it a little bit more challenging. Bread. Corn on the cob. Mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Bread. Box of pencils. Mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. Bread. One kind of mustard. Another kind of mustard. You have a delicious sandwich. And if anyone tells you that the same thing is true of mayonnaise, you tell that person that they're a liar, a fink, and a fucking asshole. Because mustard goes with everything. Number three, nothing's off limits, everything's in play. When making a sandwich, you have to be willing to improvise. We don't have the luxury of a well-stocked pantry. We have to make do with what we have. Let me ask you a question. Does grapefruit go with bologna? Yes. Nothing's off limits, everything's in play. Does pesto taste good on top of cereal? Yes. Nothing's off limits. I'm making a sandwich here. If you want a five-star meal, then go to a five-star restaurant, but I'm hungry. It's 2 a.m, and I'm too lazy to go down to the corner deli. I have a box of yellow raisins, 2 mismatched pieces of bread, half a grapefruit, a slice of bologna, a bag of Twizzlers, a piece of ham, 4 sticks of gum, a number 2 pencil, a jar of mustard, and I'm making a fucking sandwich! Nothing's off limits. Everything is in play. Number 4. Toast it. Toast it. Number 5.
Oh, yeah. Come on, come on.
Pickle.
What's up, pickle? I said, what's up, pickle? Pickle. Pickle, pickle, pickle.
When I said that nothing is off limits and that everything is in play, I was not referring to sun-dried tomatoes. Sun-dried tomatoes are the enemy of a sandwich. Woo! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! It's not a sandwich anymore. It's a piece of shit. So if you want to eat shit, then be my guest. But let me tell you something, bub. I'm hungry. Yeah. It's 4 a.m. I'm watching court TV, and I need something to eat, and I don't want to eat shit. I want to eat a sandwich. You fucking asshole! Sun-dried tomatoes are bullshit! You think I'm joking, you fucking dick? I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Oh, yeah. Woo. Commandment number 7. Missing link. Let's take a step back. You've made your sandwich. You've taken a bite. But something's missing. What's missing? What is the missing link? And be critical. Ask questions of your sandwich. Raise the bar. Settle for nothing less than perfect because it's within your grasp, you fucking asshole. Because your sandwich is your life.
I'm home. So that's cool. I'm going to go do that. Be home. You guys do your thing. Have a party. Enjoy the party. I got to go. Enjoy the party. I'll see you guys later.